You're listening to the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Welcome back, Blindfold Easters. Today, we've reached episode 12 of Irving's King and Pawn Speedrun, and it's the first in the second part of the series. All the episodes so far have been a king and a pawn against a lone king. From today, we'll be visualising king and two pawns against king. So there'll be a little bit of a step up in complexity, but not too much. If you're new to the series, feel free to plough on and give today's position a go. But if you find it tricky, then you might want to go back to episode one and build up from there. And as ever, stepping stones is the key concept to help us visualise what's coming. So do have a look at my episode on that technique if you haven't already. There's a link to it in the show notes. Ordinarily, I'd jump straight to today's position, but today, before we get going, I want to ask a favour. Invisible Chess is free to download and will always remain so, and I've also consciously avoided seeking out any sponsors for the podcast. I didn't think it would particularly fit the style of what I'm trying to do. My main difficulty in releasing episodes is time, not financial. So I'd much rather focus on creating the content and getting it out there to as many people as possible than worrying about getting paid somehow. And I'm very happy with how that's been going. But from today, I am going to ask if you want to donate money to a cause, specifically cancer research. My sister died on New Year's Day this year of cancer-related causes, and in her memory, I'm in the middle of running a series of 25 races, 24 5-kilometre park runs over consecutive weeks. If you follow me on Twitter, you might have seen that I've completed 6 so far. And also a 10-kilometre race on Louise's birthday on the 25th of June. I've set up a Just Giving page, and I've put a link to it in the show notes. If you've been listening to the podcast and found any value from it over the last 6 months and would like to throw in a pound or two, it will be gratefully received. And I do literally mean just a pound or £2. I mean, I won't turn down donations larger than that, but really a quid or two is plenty. It will all add up. Okay, let's press on. Today's position was apparently first published by Ponziani in 1769. White has a king on g3, a pawn on g6, and another pawn on h7. Black has a king on h8. It's white to play and win. That's white, king g3, pawns g6 and h7 for white, and a king on h8 for black. White to play and win. There's a hint coming up, so hit pause now if you want to work out everything for yourself. But don't forget to come back for the solution and a bonus question afterwards. Today's hint is that things are not as simple as they seem. It looks easy, doesn't it? You just march the king up and support the g-pawn's advance, right? But ask yourself this. If you do that, where does the black king go from h8 if we put our king on f6 and f7? Alright, off you go. Come back when you've had a think. The solution will be right after this. Okay, here's today's solution. 1, king f4, king g7, 2, king f5, king h8, 3, king g5, king g7, 4, h8 equals queen, check, exclamation mark. That's the key winning move. King takes h8. 5, king f6, king g8, 6, g7, king h7, 7, King F7, and White Queen's next move, and will then win. And your bonus question is this. 7, King F7 is where Chernev leaves it, but finish the game off. How quickly can you give checkmate to Black? Well, that's another position down, Blindfold Easters. Have a good week. Please do have a think about contributing to my Just Giving page. And until next time, happy chessing.
Thank you, Blindfold Easters. Good night.